Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2135. Emotional Safety is Necessary for Emotional Connection, by Ellen Botter with Gottman.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hello and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering all types of relationships are read to you every day. So with that, here's Greg with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
Emotional Safety is Necessary for Emotional Connection, by Ellen Botter of Gottman.com. Emotional safety enables us the freedom to collaborate, dream, be wildly creative, share bold ideas, feel increased compassion, and express ourselves freely with one another. The latest research in neurobiology shows that emotional safety is one of the most important aspects of a satisfying connection in a loving relationship. We need to feel safe before we're able to be vulnerable, and as Brené Brown reminds us, quote, "Vulnerability is the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, accountability, and authenticity," end quote. Some people get turned off by the idea of prioritizing safety in their relationship because they equate a safe relationship with a boring one. But it turns out that the secure relationship we all long for is cultivated best when we feel safe. Stephen Porges, PhD, a pioneer in the field of neuroscience and one of the world's leading experts on the autonomic nervous system, confirms that we have an imperative need for safety deeply wired into our minds and bodies. Porges's polyvagal theory describes how our autonomic nervous system mediates safety, trust, and intimacy through a subsystem he calls the social engagement system. Our brain is constantly detecting through our senses whether we are in a situation that is safe, dangerous, or life-threatening. When our body and mind experience safety, our social engagement system enables us to collaborate, listen, empathize, and connect, as well as be creative, innovative, and bold in our thinking and ideas. This has positive benefits for our relationships, as well as our lives in general. Most couples I see in my practice aren't dealing with life-threatening situations. Instead, they are navigating chronic relationship disconnection, tension, defensiveness, or irritability that signals danger to their senses, which ultimately takes a toll on their relationship. Our brain's ability to be aware of these signals is a phenomenon called neuroception, a term coined by Porges to describe how our nervous system relies on feelings in our body to assess our level of risk and safety. This awareness lies outside of conscious thought. Our brains are wired to provide a continual analysis of information through our senses to decide how and when to initiate and be open to connection with each other. When we perceive safety through neuroception, our social engagement systems can function and help us create warmth and connection. When we perceive danger, all our resources move towards assessing the level of danger we may be in and protecting us from it. The subtle threats of disconnection. Christine and Jack, married and in their late 30s, both have high-stress jobs and travel a lot for work, sometimes spending weeks apart from each other. When they finally reunite, instead of feeling joy and connection, they argue. The cycle goes like this. Jack is critical, Christine counterattacks, Jack gets flooded and shuts down, Christine feels abandoned, neither partner feels secure. We role-play a reunion scenario in my office. Their faces, voices, and bodies are tense, reflecting the anxiety they feel inside. Christine and Jack are signaling danger to each other without even realizing it. As humans, we have a capacity to sense threat at its most subtle levels, beyond logic or cognition. This deeply wired system is firing, whether we want it to or not. Neuroception also mobilizes our defenses when we detect a threat, which is what's happening with Christine and Jack. Even though they know cognitively that they're safe with each other, their senses are receiving very different information through each other's voices, eyes, facial expressions, and body language. When we don't feel safe, our bodies don't want to engage, connect, or provide the emotional warmth our relationships need in order to thrive. Creating a secure and safe bond. How does a couple convey emotional safety to each other under stress? How do they consciously pave the way for a connection that leaves them inspired and wanting more? Stan Tatkin, PsyD, the developer of the psychobiological approach to couple therapy, PACT, incorporates neuroscience to teach couples how to recognize the safety and security system of their relationship to create and maintain lasting love. In learning how to cultivate a sense of safety on a neuroceptive level, Christine and Jack begin to intentionally communicate feelings of interest, acceptance, and love to each other. They focused on being more intentional about greeting each other in a way that reassured and invited the other in. As they practiced this, their eyes and faces softened, and their voices became calmer and friendlier. Soon, a new way of connecting was possible between them. Instead of dreading their reunions, they begin to look forward to them. The beauty of a nervous system that helps us survive life-threatening events is that it also supports us in deepening our feelings of closeness and connection with one another. Our relationships are far from boring when we feel safe. Emotional safety enables us the freedom to collaborate, dream, be wildly creative, share bold ideas, feel increased compassion, and express ourselves freely with one another. The more we understand how our bodies play a role in our relationships, the more we can make them work for us instead of against us. You just listened to the post titled, Emotional Safety is Necessary for Emotional Connection, by Ellen Boder of Gottman.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is a really standout episode for me. Anyone who's listened to the show for a while knows how much I lean towards the science and psychological research behind relationships. But not only does this episode provide great information, it also provides great opportunity. Beyond understanding the polyvagal theory, it's both simple and crucial for us to use it to its advantage. We come to this show to enhance our relationships, and because relationships are a two-way street, a big way that we can contribute to their growth without putting all the onus on others is by exercising the polyvagal theory, or deliberately, not falsely, but deliberately, showing compassion and care to those we love so they are reminded of how safe they are with us. It may feel like many relationships somehow get past the point that this is necessary, like long-term friendships or even long-term marriages, but this need for emotional safety never stops. And feeling as though all the main emotional work has already been put in is precisely what causes people to slowly drift apart, wondering what went wrong over all that time. So take this as a reminder to not take relationship longevity and comfort for granted. Whether it's someone new in your life or someone who has been a rock for a while, just take some time to remind them of how safe they are with you. And with that, we are going to end today's episode. I thank you all so much for being here with me today and for making another episode of ORD possible. Go out there, show some love tonight, everyone, and I will be back here to catch up with you tomorrow with more inspiring content and where your optimal life awaits.